It's my list. The tackiest home decor decisions you can make that show the world. I have terrible taste.
Man, this is tough.
It is?
To narrow down.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think everything is tacky that someone else does.
I don't. I don't. That's not true at all. But some people have really bad taste.
Who wants to go first?
Me.
Why do you want to go first?
Because I don't want mine to be stolen.
Okay. See, what are the tacky home decor things?
Okay, this one, it really irritates me. When you're driving through a neighborhood.
Damn it. I see your picture up. Damn it, Steve.
And you just see every house has stars on it.
Metal stars.
Why?
So tacky. What did,
I don't know.
What is that for?
That was really popular for a while, like 20 years ago. It was really popular in this area. I don't know about all the rest of the country,
Damn
but
it.
When we first got here, it was like, my house has a star on it. What's with the stars?
Yeah.
That was my number one.
Was it really?
Yes. I had an ex.
I actually forgot about that.
I had an ex who loved those. Like
stars?
Yeah.
The stars everywhere.
When we moved up here, they were all over like Michigan barns and stuff like that. And he'd be like, oh, we should, when you buy a house, we should put a star on it. I was like, sir, absolutely not. That is so ugly and tacky.
So I'm buying the house and you get to get the dumb thing to put on it? That's fair.
You already get an office you're not going to work in. Like, stop. You don't get a tacky star, too.
Choose one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't understand what it represents.
I'm not defending
it. You got stars on your house?
No.
No, and tacky I don't is want tacky. Them.
Sounds like somebody's getting a little defensive because you've got stars on your house.
I'm just surprised that that bothers you.
But it's tacky. It is tacky. I agree with Steve. That's a tacky look.
Take your stars and shove them up your butt.
I don't have stars.
Wow.
But that would hurt.
Language.
Put your house star in your chocolate star.
Next on my list is anything golden oak. On a home built in the last, like, 25, 30 years.
Oh, yeah, that was really popular.
Especially those baseboards that are, like, 2 inches tall, and they're just that bright, shiny, golden oak. I think that it looks great on older homes that have, like, built-ins and stuff like that. Even that, it's usually not that golden-y.
It's regular cabinet color.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not a great stain tone.
The color of all my trim around my house is that...
No, you're okay. Because your house is old. Your house is 100 years old.
That's safe then. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say yours is like golden oak. Yours has a nicer tone to it.
Mm. Oh,
your house is
tacky
for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tacky because of everything you brought into it.
That's right. Tacky. My aesthetic. Yeah.
Are you talking through the pain?
A little bit. Yeah. It only hurts kind of a little.
And something that really grosses me out is carpet right inside the front door. Like when you walk in and there's not even... that spot of hardwood or tile or whatever it is, if you walk in and it's boom, carpet, I don't like that.
What if there's, what about an area rug over the spot that is
carpet?
Well, a rug is different.
No, rug, totally
but
different.
But like ours is wood when you come in, but we have an area rug there.
Yeah, your jute rug.
That's normal.
It's not jute anymore, but
That's for foot wiping.
Gave it away.
Did we bully you out of your jute rug, Free Beer?
No, a dog diarrheaed it, and it had to go.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
those are
so
not an easy thing to clean. Those are tough to
clean. That's what you said when it happened. Your dog hated it just like we did.
Yeah, they feel bad on your feet.
Yeah, we tried to rinse it out. And
Not on jute.
No, it just needed to be thrown away.
It makes it all wrinkly and weird.
I wasn't super disappointed because you had bullied me enough to want something bad to happen to it. So you didn't make me throw it away, but you made me okay with throwing it away.
Yeah, and it smells bad, too. Wet rope.
Yeah, really. What can we put underneath your feet that would be super uncomfortable and not at all good looking for interior design? Jute.
Twisted twine.
Actually, I'm going to put that on my list now.
Jute.
See, that was in the 70s and early 80s, man. That was like our whole house was
carpeted.
Everything was carpeted.
Ours was too.
The kitchen was carpeted. The bathroom was carpeted. I mean, they were carpet crazy.
You must have made a killing if you were a carpet installer in like the 80s.
Oh, yeah. They lived like kings.
I know a lot of boomers will like criticize Gen Xers or millennials for wrecking a million different things. But man, we didn't carpet everything. You were the generation that carpeted over hardwood floors.
You used to carpet the insides of vans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had one of those Astro vans.
They were carpet nuts.
All right. So, Steve, metal stars, anything that's golden oak and carpet at the entry. Those are the things that make you think a house is tacky.
A lot of people saying stars are swingers. I don't think that's true.
True.
I thought that was like upside down pineapples.
Stars are military moms.
That may be true, but everybody I knew that had a house star was not military related at all. Like,
stars,
they just liked it.
Stars are supposed to bring good luck to the land.
I think that's
okay. Shut up.
The metal stars used to hold the house together. There was a star on each side of the house, and they were connected by metal rods.
Okay, well, then a functional star, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Still tacky.
If your house has a functional star.
That may be what you call your butt.
It might be. Mine is.
All right, who wants to go after Steve?
I'll go.
By the way, I can't wait to hear Tommy's. He's like, when you don't have enough milk crates for your TV, where's your cereal cabinet? Did you say cereal? Yeah, for your cereal. Kelly?
Number one, when you have sexy pictures up for other people to see in your house.
Oh, yes. You know, I know what you mean.
Like, you go in and it's like, why are you have a picture where you kind of look like you're topless here?
Like, it's like, yeah, when people have their own boudoir photos
up.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Like a double exposure type.
Yeah. Okay.
That's really tacky.
I don't like that. Like, stop.
That is very tacky.
That is weird. Pictures of you, like, kissing a romantic, different. Sexy pictures. I don't, like, even up in your bedroom, like, if you're showing somebody your room and I'm about to walk in and you got a picture of your wife with her legs open, like, it's supper time, I don't want to see that.
I know.
It's happened a lot.
It's really weird.
I did a house tour one time and I walked up into this guy's room and it was like a nude picture of his wife practically. I was like, you knew people were going to come in here. And it was above their bed. Weird. So tacky. Mm-hmm. Second, rooster decorations. Every kid in the 90s knows exactly what I'm talking about. That one mom that had the rooster kitchen. Like, why do you want roosters all over your kitchen? But more, like, even more broad, the one decor. Like, my mom was super into sunflowers. Sunflowers are everywhere in our house. Or, like, the lemon family. Like, the one that, there's lemons everywhere.
I don't like themes.
Yeah, the
Route
theme.
64.
Route 66. Yeah, my mom's favorite road.
Yeah, you're right. Themes are weird.
Themes are weird.
It's funny, you mentioning that. I think that we had wallpaper in our kitchen, and there was, like, a border. A chair rail border, and I'm pretty sure it had roosters in it.
Of course it did. Roosters wore the decorations of the 90s.
Yeah,
and
they were like
weird.
Burgundy.
They mean a lot to Italian New Jersey families.
yeah, burgundy rooster chair rails.
Long line of rooster farmers before you came over from the old country.
Yeah.
Not to be too specific with the wallpaper I'm looking for, but it needs to have a perfectly height for chair railing, and it needs to be rooster. Burgundy. So rooster decorations, weird to me. And then my final one is down because now I just forgot what I was about to say.
It's called It's My List, so I can see a reason to write it.
Yeah, no, but I had a bunch, and I was like, which one should I say next?
No, say that next one.
Yeah, you just have to
just say the words.
What it was.
Yep.
What was it?
Themes.
That's my two.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Sundrop soda.
I was so dead set on it, too. I was like, how could I possibly forget this? And now it's not on my list, and I've forgotten it.
Oh,
it...
mural garage doors.
Shut up, Steven!
Oh, that is tacky.
Instruments you can't play.
That is tacky, yeah.
Hanging on the wall. Look, my banjo is cool.
It is. It is very cool.
And I can play scales.
That's pretty good.
Like, when I think of my next one, I'll blurt it.
What if it's a propane tank painted like a cow?
Who has that?
Oh, cool. The coolest friend. People. I could do that.
That
I
sounds
have a,
so stupid.
I have a propane tank.
Who
at my
did
house.
That? Do that? A propane tank painted like a cow?
Yeah.
The they whole house.
So you're talking like the big propane tanks? Like
yeah, in the
you
backyard,
get...
like out in the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like the little ones next to the grill, on like
the
on
grill?
My porch right now. I'm like,
okay.
Who would paint that?
I mean,
that?
You could do
no,
that, but that
it's
would
a
be
rental.
More like a, you'd have to paint that like a pig.
You gotta
no, you got
to paint it every few months.
It's got to be painted like a Lego head. It's the perfect shape for it.
Fake plants. Oh, my God. Fake plants. Are you stupid? You can't even take care of a plant.
You calling my mom stupid?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially plant. If you're a senior citizen and you live at home. Why can't you take care of a plant?
Real plants
Stop
are
with
a
the
hassle.
Fake plant. Yeah. See, that's so, that is tacky.
But
lazy.
That's why I don't have fake ones either.
Oh,
I just don't have
fake
any.
Fake plants. I hate it. I hate it so much. That is so tacky to me. The moment I'm like, wow, that's really pretty, and I touch it, and I'm like, I got fooled by a fake plant. I hate you.
I think that's your fault.
Yeah, it absolutely is. They're getting too good these days. People are lazy. Fake plants. All right, that's my list.
Okay, so what did you have? Sexy pictures, fake plants. What was your
and rooster decorations.
Oh, that's right. Rooster core.
Yeah.
Rooster core.
It's every millennial's mom, though, either was a rooster mom or had those, like, fat little Italian chefs. That was an aesthetic for a while.
You were putting the wooden utensils in.
Yes.
Oh my
or
God,
apples.
Yeah.
Apples.
Yeah. Sunflowers.
You know too many people who had an apple mom.
What about the
fat chefs?
My mom was a little fat chef mom.
Yep.
Okay. Little fat
Our
chef
whole
mom.
Kitchen was little fat chefs. Okay. Chefs.
Birdhouses and cows. That was my wife's house growing up.
Okay.
Birdhouses and cows. And they had a propane tank painted like a cow.
Painted like a cow? I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I used to get really jealous of the people who had their propane tanks shaped like, or painted like pigs.
Yeah. Or with smiley faces.
This has never occurred to me. I have a propane tank like that. I could paint it like a cow or a smiley face.
Do it. Turn it into the yellow submarine.
Oh,
you're a huge Beatles fan.
Now that's cool.
I could do that. That would be tacky, though, and I would hate it. But I'll consider it.
Doesn't sound like you will.
I won't.
All right. Let's see. One more person this round. Who's it going to be? Maitland, you want to go?
I can go.
Okay, you have the look.
Yeah, that's fine. I feel like my style is, it could be seen as tacky, but I think there's a difference between like tastefully tacky maximalism and just plain tacky.
You would say that you're...
I'm a tastefully tacky maximalist.
What's a maximalist? So you want a lot of things?
Yeah, a lot of things, but it's like placed strategically so that it looks cool. Like there's gallery walls and trinkets, but they all have a place.
Okay, all right. Sounds terrible.
It sounds like a gift shop.
Yeah. It kind of is.
Feels like you're talking about my house, and I kind of love it.
Same. Number one, though, everything has words on it.
I had that too, word art.
Yes. If walking through your house feels like reading the dictionary, you have bad taste, especially, and I have beef with this woman till the day I die, Ray freaking Dunn.
I don't know who that is.
Who's that?
Who's on everything in TJ Maxx and Home Goods, where you have a jar that just says, jar.
or a
mug that just says, yum. Uh-huh. Or like bowls that say, salad.
I agree. Yeah, things that are labeled with what they are.
That was
popular for a while.
That's like, personalized. That's fine. That mug doesn't just say mug.
It says Sleevey Stevie.
Yeah, I'm with you. Anything that's written anywhere.
Everything.
A jar that says jar.
My mom has one that just says yum. A jar that just says yum.
Okay.
We used to keep dog treats in it. Because what else do you put in something that just says yum?
Probably anything that's yummy.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I also, number two, the glam aesthetic, where everything is glitter, it's all mirrored. Mm. You have those stupid paintings that you always see, again, at TJ Maxx and Home Goods, where it's like luxury labels on everything, or it's like a stack. The painting I'm specifically picturing is like a stack of books that's labeled like Chanel, Dior, blah, blah, blah. And then there's high heels sitting on it and some flowers. Like, that is just so tacky. You look like a middle school girl's idea of an adult.
Yeah. It's garbage mass produced art for TJ Maxx.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
For and children. Decorating an Applebee's.
Yeah.
Yes. but an Applebee's for 12
like a tween Applebee's.
Yes. Yeah. A tween girl Applebee's.
An apple tween.
And I had a couple others, but I think I'm going to go with this one because I have beef with these people because you are buying up and ruining all of this beautiful vintage furniture. Instead of just staining it a different color and playing on the natural textures, you buy something and you paint it up with chalk paint. Those refurbishers on Facebook Marketplace that you see where now it has that matte thick coat of paint. Yeah. When really there's a beautiful piece of furniture inside that now I'm going to have to spend hours using citrus strip to fix.
People who paint furniture are the worst.
Yes. If all of your furniture is that tacky, you're just like, oh, it's shabby chic. No, it's garbage. You ruined it.
Uh-oh. And it feels weird. It never feels like, like once a stain is finished, how it feels nice and smooth. It always kind of feels chalky.
Yeah.
I tried it. So I have a full-on set from my aunt had it as a kid, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love the color. It's like that yellowy wooden color, but it's like natural to when it was made. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So I sanded down just one little piece, which is the mirror, and I thought, I'm going to chalk paint it, and it's going to look so good. I did this like 15 years ago. It did not look good, and I was so glad I didn't do it with the rest of the furniture.
Yeah.
And I hated it so much, I couldn't even take the time to redo it because it frustrated me so bad. It's still that way 15 years later.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. I need to just, like, strip it and get it back, but it's chalk paint's the worst thing that's ever happened to America.
And those people, too, who buy it, and then they don't want to take the time to sand it or do whatever, so they just slap some chalk paint on it, so it always peels the second you scuff it a little bit. And they always upcharge you like $200 when you go to buy used furniture on Facebook Marketplace because they're like, I put so much effort in. No, you didn't.
Yeah,
no, you didn't.
I don't understand the appeal of chalk paint. Why unless you're actually painting it on a wall to use chalk on it.
Right.
Like for a kid.
It doesn't fit your farmhouse aesthetic. It's just tacky. That's my list.
And said, Maitland is getting pretty worked up over this list.
Yes.
That's the point.
Yeah, I'm passionate.
It's my list.
Pretty wound.
Me, Tommy, and Hot Wings next. We'll give you the truth.